Pamela und Jeff.
For being so rude. I think we kept you waiting for about an hour. This is the worst it's ever gotten here, but still, are you still with us?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I apologize. So how have you been over the last couple of months or so?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. The entire family is hanging in there. Is there any support you're getting?
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is from
friends.
Some friends. But it's everything's upside down, you know. Mm-hmm. People are losing their jobs, and it's pretty bad here in New York.
I don't know if you've listened to what the Greek and the Swedes have told us. They're painting a very bleak picture of what's going on in their respective countries. But on the other hand, the cleric who we just and also a psychiatrist who we just interviewed told us that, if I don't misunderstand him, that people are beginning to wake up. More and more are seeking help, psychiatric and spiritual help from him in particular and from his profession. And also it becomes very obvious to most people there that this is nothing to do with health. So they can see better and better that there is an underlying issue, a completely different agenda from what the mainstream media are telling them. In particular, because as he also pointed out, because all of these very, very serious side effects cannot be swept under the rug anymore. Now, one of the worst side effects is, of course, if a loved one passes away, dies because of the vaccinations. And that is what happened in the case of your son, because causation, as we now know, has been proven, or has it?
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe it has, yes.
Yeah. Do you have help from attorneys? Because this seems to be it's a cut and dry case here, because that's what the death certificate says, and that's also what the autopsy report says, that this is due to the vaccine. Are you getting the help that you need, or are you still waiting for the right attorneys?
We're waiting for the right attorneys. We received correspondence. Mm-hmm. From you, and we would like to pursue, we don't know which avenue, CICP or MBIC, but mm-hmm. because this is a COVID-19 shot, it would fall under the CICP, but mm-hmm. no one has reached out to us yet.
I'm sure either George Wentz or Leslie Manoukian will be in touch with you very shortly. I know they're all under extreme pressure because there's not that many attorneys out there who are taking on these corona cases. And I know they're working on a couple of really big ones because they're class actions to be filed in the state of California on behalf of the firefighters, the police officers, et cetera. Many municipal workers are saying, this is it, we've had it, you've crossed too many red lines, we're not gonna get vaccinated. And you, of course, or your family is a case in point, because your son died 12 hours after getting the shots. And I assume that initially, there was some pushback, or was there? Were people, the doctors in particular, were they helpful, or were they trying to talk this down?
They were trying to talk it down, and they were. The autopsy was done a day after he died on March 15th, mm-hmm. and we waited almost 6 months for the death certificate. Every time we would call, the phone number would either be changed or they'd say, we need 4 more weeks. we're not ready, it's pending. There was just one pushback after another. Also, no one believed us. I mean, Jeff and I went public on social media 2 days after Ben died, and exactly what happened. And we were either gaslit, ignored, or literally like it didn't happen. Like,
I think that affected a lot of people, though. That it kind of opened people's eyes.
It did. It did. And people are waking up, Reiner, very much so. But they're not being vocal enough. People are not coming forward. And I mean, now, yes, they are in these class action lawsuits. I understand, you know, what you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. And those are very, very important. However, we're not seeing people come forward that have actually have autopsies with the causation being directly, you know, the shot being directly attributed to the death. Mm-hmm. And those are pretty black and white cases that I think could be used to help class action causes, obviously. But unfortunately, I think that we're probably going to not be the ones that they are coming to right now because, or to help. Mm-hmm. It's just my feeling because no one has reached out. But as you said, I hope that will change. But there are these class action lawsuits. Mm-hmm. But those, as you know, can take forever. So we don't know.
Yeah, much of this is not, it's not just the lawsuits that are, that many, our friend and colleague Tom Renz, for example, he's filed for America's Frontline Doctors. He's filed a number of lawsuits and he's going to file many more. So are George Wentz and others. It is not necessarily the lawsuit in and of itself, but it is the, it is the information that is being brought out into the open through the through what's written in the complaints, and people read this information, and it's another avenue of exposing what's really going on, because the mainstream media obviously are not doing this. I would like to ask, I'm getting some information here, but I would like to ask Wolfgang what he thinks of the death certificate and the autopsy report. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Wolfgang, can you give us a statement, or is it to, have you not had a chance to read this?
Oh, I think Wolfgang just left. I think he had, I just get the information that he's not, that he had to leave. Unfortunately, we didn't even
have a chance to talk about the death certificate and the autopsy report with those who are finally going to handle this case. That means the attorneys who we still haven't been able to identify. But I do think it's a pretty clear case that we're dealing with, even though I must say, even in the death certificate and the autopsy report, of course, they mention the prior heart operation that Benjamin had. So that is probably going to be there, the other side's avenue of escape that they're trying to take by trying to make it look as though it was the, I think there was a heart valve that needed to be replaced. Is that not so?
It was repaired.
It was repaired. Okay.
And I think there was a hole near the valve, mm-hmm, that they patched.
Yeah.
But that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, and they deemed it successful.
Yeah.
I mean, so, what we can see over here, you know, we had a pathologist look at a number of, I think it was like 40 or something, a number, Professor Schirmacher looked at 40 people who died shortly after receiving the vaccine. And he said, I think it was like 30 to 40% that was, in his view, was like a clear, like a causal connection to that. And we have also information that are going to be revealed shortly, or not us personally, but like, like pathologists that we are in close contact with, where we can see also, connections. And in addition, there's, signs that there might be like a super duper fast growing cancer connected to the vaccination. And that's also going to be there's going to be like information about that coming up kind of shortly. So we see that there's a lot of things going on. And I think that the maybe causal links that at this point in time cannot be 100% proven, I think it's going to be pretty soon. It should be, we should be able to have all the links in connection, because it's, we see so many, also from the, what the mRNA does in the body, because it's like this sort of like a high speed aspect of it was added to the RNA. And so the body is maybe not able to interpret this protein, what's presented to him, like in the right way. And that's maybe going to be one of the aspects that might cause the cancer or like lead to immune system problems. So there's a lot of stuff going on at worldwide. There's so many groups working on these side effects now that I think the picture is going to become clearer every day now.
I think if you look at the totality of the evidence, if you look at your son's case and all of the other cases that have been reported to us and to many other people as well, because we're not the only source of information. There are others out there like Dr. Roger Hutchinson, Dr. Ryan Cole of Idaho, and from Idaho, and Charles Hoffey, Dr. Charles Hoffey from Canada. If you look at the totality of the evidence, the conclusion in my mind, at least, is inescapable that these vaccines are doing very serious damage. I just mentioned in a conversation with the Swedes a couple of hours ago that new information has just come in from Mongolia. And in Mongolia, they had no COVID cases, no symptomatic COVID cases, none whatsoever. Only after the vaccination started, they're having very, very serious side effects, including deaths. So you have a causal link right there. In your case, I'm only hoping that this will not drag on for too long, but rather that the two people I just mentioned, who I absolutely trust, will be in touch with you very shortly so that justice will be done.
Thank you. I do want to say that, I'm sorry, can you hear me, Sal?
Yes, we can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that so many people that there's just millions of people that may have had, say, Crohn's disease, and they're in remission for 5-6 years. Somebody who had any type of underlying medical, thyroid, you name it, from A to Z medical problem, that they're totally healthy. You know, they had a problem a few years ago, but they reversed it, turned it around, in excellent health. And they go and get one of these shots, and they have severe side effects, or in Benjamin's case, dies. Yeah. And so the connection I'm making here is that people that have a few people that have said to me, well, Benjamin had a heart surgery in the past, so that's what killed him. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of feedback that we're getting, that, oh, well, you know, he could have just died because of anything. And I'm like, no, just like and someone who may have had an organ transplant successful and they're on these drugs and they're doing fine. And then they get a shot and all of a sudden their organ fails. What are they going to say? The organ and the transplant that was successful and all the medicines failed, or did the vaccine or shot cause that to fail? Are you following me? So that's
absolutely yes.
Even with a death certificate in black and white that shows the cause of death was the COVID vaccine, in this case, the Johnson shot, one shot. You see it in black and white on a death certificate, and people still say, well, it could have been something else.
Yeah, but the point is that they're in complete denial, because I'm sure a lot of the people that you might be talking to have been vaccinated themselves. So it causes
yes.
them a tremendous amount of fear. You know, obviously they didn't die as quickly, as your son, but obviously they must think, wow, if this is something that's able to kill one person that quickly, could be that it has side effects, we don't know really. And then, at least on an emotional level, they get very worried, and it's hard to then face up to the truth and see that, there might be risks that they have not considered, and they might have be on a kind of guilt trip as well, feel sorry for themselves, or it's just very awkward feelings, and you would need to live with a lot of anxiety, I mean, if you have a lot of people are hypochondriac.
Hypochondria.
People, there's a lot of people out there who are constantly worried that they might have something. And now, if you have a shot with something that's where you don't know what it's going to do to you in the end, I mean, how awkward is that situation?
Yeah, some people just can't wrap their brains around it, and mm-hmm. it scares the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Other people, we've actually shown them the death certificate, and they're like, wow, okay. Yeah.
Well, it clearly states here, febrile reaction following COVID-19 vaccination. Now, it doesn't, in my view, as far as causation is concerned, it cannot make a difference if your son had had an operation a few years ago, because this operation was successful. He didn't suffer any problems whatsoever. This is like the explosion of cancers that Viviane has just referred to. It means people who have had cancer, but whose cancer was completely under control, in many, many, many cases, have now explosions of this cancer after vaccination. This is still causation, of course. There cannot be any doubt about this. But there will be lots of fights in the courts of law until finally. And this is not in the very distant future. This is going to happen very soon, I think, until finally people will have to realize that whatever happened before the shots, if after the shots someone is suffering serious side effects, of course that is caused by the shots, in particular when you're talking about a healthy young man who was fit and 32 years old with no problems whatsoever. There's an inescapable, I think this is a prima facie conclusion, which the other side, I think there should be as far as the burden of proof is concerned, there should be a reversal of the burden of proof in cases as this one. In particular, if you take into account that there was no valid information. His consent wasn't validly given because he wasn't informed about the fact that this is a shot with an experimental drug. So under the circumstances of your son's case, just like under the circumstances of most other cases where you have adverse reactions, including death, there should be a reversal of the burden of proof. I think this is what we're going to have to argue in the courts of law, and I think this is going to be successful simply because of the sheer number of adverse side effects after vaccination.
Yeah, it's just mind blowing that you can't. That it's going to get to a point. I feel in my heart that. That they're not going to be able to cover this up and hide this anymore.
Yeah, they cannot sweep it under the rug. Even now they can't.
Yeah. So many people are getting sick.
Yeah.
And dying, and just hundreds of thousands. It's insane. And how they can keep up this charade.
Yeah.
Is, not even one local news outlet has tried to reach out to us.
That's very strange.
It's very suspicious.
It's just so bizarre.
That's like
anybody who speaks up is blocked and censored, and it's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, but you know what? It's probably particularly bad in New York and also in California, of course. In other states, it's a little bit different. And this is impossible to sweep under the rug. This is the worst mistake they have made. I think we believe that they were pushed into an early start, and that's why they're making these mistakes, because they were unavoidable. This shouldn't have happened before the fall, the winter, and spring, because they wanted us to believe that in the fall, winter, and spring, the umpteenth wave of something, the trillionth variant was now making things even worse, and we need more vaccines. But this is happening way before these so-called waves are coming. So it's almost an inescapable conclusion that it's the vaccines and not a virus, which, as many people say, hasn't even been isolated yet.
Exactly. I mean, we came out public on social media, I mean, everywhere, mm-hmm. 2 days after he died in March to warn people. Mm-hmm. And that's, interestingly enough, that's when people were going crazy in March and April to get these shots, after we were just posting it everywhere, be careful, stop, this killed our son. It's, they just don't get it. But also, we're now coming into flu season, and people are going out and getting these boosters without even...
Well, but there wasn't any flu last year.
No, there was no flu. Yeah. Was obviously
there wasn't flu, any flu.
Flu just disappeared along with a gazillion other diseases. Mm. However, I personally, my intuition says we're coming up into a very, very serious, dangerous medical situation in the next year.
And that is, you're completely in line with what all the experts have told us. All the aforementioned doctors, including, by the way, Dr. Vodak, everyone says it's the shots that has badly damaged the immune systems of most of the people who got these shots. Some were lucky because they probably only got saline shots, because that's another side effect of all of this early start, because the other side is beginning to panic because of all the side effects. So some of the batches probably only included saline water, so as to not make matters worse and scare up more people. But even now, I agree with you, even now, the side effects are so horrendous that they cannot be swept under the rug anymore. And this denial that many people are in will very soon, come fall, winter, and spring, will very soon turn into horror when they realize what they've done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to do my best to, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the two people who I put you in touch with, who I connected you with, and then I'm very certain that in no time, sometime beginning of next week, I know they're under a lot of pressure because they're working really hard, but I'm very certain,
absolutely.
But they're going to call you, absolutely. And if not, we're going to be in touch and we'll find another way.
Thank you, Reiner.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us again. And thank you very much, because I think this is going to, once again, make a lot of people think twice about getting the shots or not. And I think with your help, we're helping people not to get the shots, and we're saving lives, in effect.
Well, we want to thank you for all your hard work, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. We'll be in touch. And despite all of this, try and have a good weekend. Go out into nature and do what life is all about.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
okay.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.